Richard Mortimer from Platinum Coaching Course, and I'm speaking today about video marketing. This is carrying on from what we've been saying about SEO and article marketing and how these traffic methods cross over in some ways, in that article marketing also is link building. So we need to bear this in mind. You know, there's always a crossover with these things, and this happens. This is very important for video marketing because of what we were saying earlier on, that YouTube itself is a search engine. People are going onto YouTube and they're searching. Now, obviously, they're looking for videos, but there's as much traffic in terms of the search on YouTube as there is on Google. That's an awesome statistic, that is. And that really shows you the value of video marketing. So video marketing is well worth something to consider. I think a lot of people are daunted by just the production side of making a video. They probably have the feeling that it's easier to write an article than it is a video, but I would actually disagree with that. I'd say once you know what you're doing, in some ways, depending what you do and how you do it, that shooting a video is actually easier, because you could have a 10-minute video which is got very good content and is valuable, and it might take you 10 minutes to make it if you're just doing it sort of live, showing your website or something like that, using screen capture software or whatever, so I doubt most people could write an article in 10 minutes. It's good to be able to write an article in 10 minutes. If you can get to that kind of speed, you're going to be doing well with article marketing. But video marketing is well worth considering, because videos are actually easy to make, because you don't need them to be too long, because you can do, good teaching in a short space of time, which gives people great value, because YouTube itself is a search engine, and also, because Google owns YouTube, there is the great fact that it's easy to get a YouTube video ranked in Google. In fact, it's easier to get a YouTube video ranked in Google than it is to get your own site ranked. And you can do link building and all that kind of thing to your YouTube video and to your channel. And the other thing is that when you have a video ranked in Google, there is a little thumbnail of the video, so it has certain benefits to it. It's well worth considering doing video marketing. So what I'm just going to quickly go through then is how you can make and create a video, which obviously is the main thing. That's the most the thing people seem to most stumble at, is actually making the videos. When you make one for YouTube, you can just make a standard MP4 and upload it straight away. When you use Camtasia screen capture software, it actually gives you an output, and it's got a YouTube button. You just hit that button, and it comes out ready, YouTube ready. It's fantastic. But I'll deal with that last. Okay, I'm just going to go through two other ways of creating videos. The first one, which would probably take the longest to shoot, is using Windows Movie Maker. This is installed on most, if not all, computers these days. So if you've got a recent computer, you probably have seen it and used it for listening to MP3s or whatever, but it's there installed on the machine ready. It's Windows Movie Maker. Sorry, I'm getting a bit mixed up there. So it's part of the Windows setup these days, and it's actually installed on most computers. So you can find that. And what you can do with it is you can put photographs, you can add a video, you can add text to it, and you create a video doing that. Obviously, there's instructions that come with it. Usually, there's a website you can go to watch how to do it. Once you've done it a few times, it's pretty straightforward. I'm saying that having not done it, although my wife and her secretary made a video yesterday, a five-minute video, and they made it very easily. And basically, we had a camcorder, and we took about, I think it's something like 10 shots, and then basically you load them into Windows Movie Maker, edit them. You can put a beginning and an ending on, you know, like subtitles and like an introduction with a heading and everything. And, you know, it looks really, really posh, really professional. And that's very easy to make. You could do it with a video you shot from a camcorder, or you can do it with photographs. So you could go and get images on photographs and put those on there. You could take photographs of your own, and then you could use those to make a video. The thing to do with this is obviously just have a go with it and see what you can do. You know, it doesn't take a great deal to get a valuable video there. Okay, so that's the first way of producing a video, is using Windows Movie Maker, which is installed on most computers these days. The second way is to actually use a camcorder and just shoot direct. The way you could do this is obviously put it on a tripod and stand in front of it and then speak, if you've got the confidence. What you can do is put a flip chart behind the camera so you can read often, you know, or have a prompt, have bullets, so that if you're a bit unconfident to start with, do it that way. It's quite good to do it outside because of the light, if you've got nice weather. If you haven't got good weather and your house is a bit dark, you need to get some lighting. And the thing to do is to be careful how you fire the lighting at whatever, you know. It's best just to bounce lighting off the walls and the ceiling. So, for example, I got a little sort of setup with two floodlights on. This is for building work, and I just use that. So you just put it on the table and then fire it at the wall so you get like a diffused light, but it brightens the whole room up. And if you're going to use like a spot, you need to be careful that. Don't shine it directly at your face, but do it to one side maybe. I saw there was a product launched by Jeremy Burns recently, and he was basically doing a retirement sale of all his source coal gold mining. He shot a video of him speaking with a background, and the background just looked like a white wall. And I noticed that the light, he was standing slightly to one side, and then there was a big sort of pool of light on the wall just by him, and it looked pretty, pretty good there. And I imagine that what they're doing was shooting a spot past him so that his face is lit up, but then the main brightness is actually going on the wall, if that makes sense, and that looks really good. But you can play around with that, obviously, and just speak into a camcorder. A camcorder's, what, $200 for a decent one? Tripod, about $50, and then you're good to go. And that's great. People like that. Another thing you can do is you can get a whiteboard, you know, a proper whiteboard or a flip chart, and teach on that, and then film that with the video camera, with the camcorder. That's another way of doing those. But then there's a third way of creating videos, and this is my favourite way, you'll see obvious reasons for doing this. This is where you actually capture what is on your screen. So you work on your computer, you set the software going, and whatever you can see on the screen is recorded. You could do several things with this. Obviously, this is great for showing how a website works. So, for instance, if you were wanting to show keyword research in the Google AdWords keyword tool, you could go to that site and actually show people by capturing the screen on screen capture software. Then also you can do a PowerPoint presentation. Now you can set it up so that it automatically flicks over. I'm not quite sure how that's done. I've never done it myself. I tend to just have my slides, and then I just click the mouse and then go through them that way while recording. And what you can do is you can put a picture of yourself on there with your name and show that to people, so that comes out on the beginning of the video, for example, as a picture of yourself, so they hear your voice, see your face, and then you've got your title and everything. And then you go for your PowerPoint presentation, then you can switch to your to the website that you're looking at. And another thing you can do is to have like a whiteboard. There's actually a bit of software where it'll make the screen into a whiteboard. What you can do with that is you can reduce the whiteboard down so it's in the middle of the screen, about 6 inches high, a little bit wider than 6 inches, and you reduce down the window for the recording so that it records the whole whiteboard, but and you can see the rest of the screen. So they can only see the bit that the center, they can only see the whiteboard, whereas you can see more, and that makes it quite good. And then what you can do is get one of those like tablet mouse where you plug it in just like you do normal mouse, but then rather than having a mouse with buttons, it's got a pen. You've still got the mouse buttons on the pen, but the pen goes onto the pad and you can write with it. It's easier to write with that than it is with the mouse. One thing to bear in mind though is that when you're recording, the cursor flashes and it's difficult to see writing, so actually writing on the screen by watching the screen is hard. It's easier to actually look at the pad when you're writing and watch your hand move. If you're not distracted by the cursor, just a tip there for doing that. Okay, so you've got three ways there of recording your screen: the whiteboard, the PowerPoint presentation, using PowerPoint to create slides with text on them, and obviously you can put links on there too. And then, not that people can click on it, you can make clickable links on videos, but that's outside the scope of this recording. But you can obviously put a link up that people can read it and then go to it themselves, which is the benefit of a video, which you can't do with an audio. It's harder to give a link over an audio than it is a video. You actually write it on a video. So you've got whiteboard, you've got PowerPoint presentation, and you've got actually going to a website and showing the functionality and the way that can work a website. Now you think, well, switching between one another is quite hard, but you don't need to worry about that because the software can do that for you. What you do is you shoot each section and it creates like a file for that section. So for example, let's say you went from a PowerPoint with a theory and then you wanted to go to a website and show working a website, and then you wanted to finish off on a whiteboard and show, you know, various things by handwriting. Well, you'd shoot those in three sections. You'd shoot the PowerPoint presentation first, you'd shoot the website second. It doesn't have to even be in that order. You can do them in any order you want in terms of shooting them. And then you'd shoot the whiteboard. You shoot them all separately, and then you just basically you drag and drop them into the Camtasia software and produce your video that way. And you can do there's different ways of going from one scene to another. You can rotate like a big rotating sort of like a block. It rotates from one and then the next one. It comes in. It's quite clever how it does it, and it looks very professional. You can do that, okay, and you can do that as many times as you want. So you could have, you know, 10 different sections that you've shot. And for example, you could even have a live section off your camcorder. You could even have, you know, a section that you've made in Windows Movie Maker and bring it all in together. And then make one great big film. You know, it's very creative. That's using screen capture software. Okay, so what do you do about getting screen capture software? Well, the brand leader and the one that's very popular is Camtasia, but it's quite expensive. It's a couple of $100, I believe. There is a free option called CamStudio, but it has certain disadvantages. It's low quality and it produces very, very big files, which makes it a bit of a problem. I know that I had a problem with my computer where I'd got Camtasia stalled, and so I made a product using CamStudio, and it was very, very big in terms of, you know, the megabytes. It was, you know, two or three times what it should have been because the software is so sort of memory hungry because it's so, you know, basic, really. But that's great to practice with CamStudio. The best thing to do is to, you know, home in and make the screen as small as you possibly can by, you know, drag and drop it like you would with anything on a using the mouse on the PC. Make the screen, that actually the section it's recording, quite small, and that would obviously bring the memory required down. And also there was discoloration when I went to the website, so the tags were green and it was showing up as purple, so it was like inverting the color somehow. There, so that wasn't very good, but that's, you know, really only to be used just to practice and to get going with this CamStudio. I got Camtasia by going to eBay, I think it was, or maybe even Amazon. I think it was eBay. Go to eBay and search for it on there, because what normally happens with Camtasia is you can download the software from their website and then you need a key. So quite often a vendor will sell a software key on eBay for a reduced price, and you can get it. And I've got version 6 and version 7 from by doing that, slightly different way each time. I can't remember the first way, but the second way, I downloaded the product from Camtasia's TechSmith's website for Camtasia, and then I just loaded in the software key that I bought, and that worked okay. So that's how you can get Camtasia for a reduced price, by digging around on eBay or Amazon and looking that way. You might get a second-hand copy, or you might get somebody who's bulk bought software licenses and selling them cheap. You know, if you bought 10 for $300 and he's selling them for $35, he's making a little bit of profit, and you're getting the product for good price. So that's how you can do that. But I commend to you video marketing. It's actually quite straightforward and easy to do once you get your head around everything. It seems complex when you've not tried it, but when you do it, you see actually it's quite easy to do. It's very rewarding in terms of the traffic that you get from it. And also, of course, being able to make videos is helpful in terms of product creation, because obviously that's one of the leading ways to make a product today. People like step-by-step approach. They like to be taken from, right through a whole process, one at a time. And that's where video really wins. So that's a little bit about video marketing, to give you a bit of a start and an overview, and commending that traffic method to you. Thank you very much.